This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. Father John Granato, SM, is a Marist priest from Boston, Massachusetts. The Visitation Order holds hidden treasures and resources for serious seekers of a deeply interior spiritual life. Visit www.visitationspirit.org.
A man who speaks with authority, he can tell the demons to be quiet and to be thrown out of that person's body, and they listen to him. They obey the voice of Jesus Christ. And it's not just the demons that we see that obey the voice of Jesus Christ, because a few chapters later, in Mark chapter 4, he tells the same thing to nature. He tells it to the sea that's raging around him, and that the apostles were afraid because the sea was all over the place. He said to the sea, "Calm down, be quiet." And the sea listened to him. So Jesus Christ, a man with authority who can speak to demons and to nature and they obey him, he also speaks to you and to me with that authority, asking us to be also in obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ. But as he tells the demons and nature to do this, to be quiet, the people are amazed. The people are amazed and astonished that these demons and nature will listen to him. And yet, St. Mark lets us know at the end of his gospel, there's no reason, no need to be astonished or amazed. Because when St. Mary Magdalene goes to see the empty tomb, she is told, do not be amazed. Do not be amazed, because this has been what has been promised through the prophets, that Jesus Christ will rise from the dead. And St. Mary Magdalene is then told to go to the apostles and to tell the apostles to go and preach the good news, to go throughout the whole regions proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. We are no longer called to be quiet. We are no longer asked to be amazed and astonished. We are given also that very same authority that Jesus Christ has, the authority given to you at baptism to go and preach the word with the authority of Jesus Christ. But in order to do that, we must also know what it is that we have that authority for. We must know what it is the Catholic Church teaches. No one has preached better the teachings of the Catholic faith than our Holy Father Pope Benedict, and before him our Holy Father Pope John Paul II, two men who tirelessly preached the word in season and out of season, two men who have preached the word whether people wanted to hear it or not. And so many of you who are parents or remember your own parents, you know that the authority of your parents was the same. When you were a little child, you were amazed at the authority of your parents. Maybe you're amazed at your child now who listens to you. But we all know that when the child grows up, the child will listen less and less to the parents. Same thing in our Catholic faith. As we get older in our Catholic faith, many of us listen less and less to the Holy Father, because we have the answers. But is that really what it is that the Holy Father is doing? Is he giving us the answers and forcing us to follow him? He's encouraging. He's asking. This is a new teaching. This is a new way to live. He wants to free us from the bonds of sin and slavery. He wants to free us from looking at our own desires and our own passions. And you who have raised children know that when your children start to get older and grow up, they have their own desires. And especially when they reach the teenage years, they reach out to do what they want to do and they stop listening to their parents. But you, who also are once a teenager, know that you're trying to protect your child. You know what's best for your child, but you can't force your child to listen to what it is you're saying. Our Holy Father knows what's best for us. The whole wisdom of 2,000 years of our Catholic teaching tells us what is best for us. but we have the freedom to reject what the church is teaching. And how sad is that when we do? Because there's life in following the teachings of the church. There's life in listening to the authority of the Pope. And it's not a power. It's not something that he rules over us. Authority, the authority of Jesus Christ, why he was described as someone who preached with authority, not like the scribes, is because he came with love and he came for service. He was a servant of the people. Our Lord Jesus Christ asked us to also be servants of one another, to serve one another instead of our own passions and desires. That is the Holy Father's role today, to say yes to those hard teachings of our Catholic faith. People are always amazed, and people reject our Holy Father. You read the Boston Globe or the Boston Herald, you even go on the internet, you read filthy, disgusting comments about our Holy Father. That's okay. That's okay. Jesus told us we would be persecuted if we follow his teachings. Jesus told us we would be persecuted. If our Catholic Church and our Pope and our bishops and priests are not persecuted or being persecuted, then they're probably not living the Catholic faith. We must be persecuted in order to show people that we don't follow the world, that we follow the otherworldly, that we follow Jesus Christ and his message of love and peace, and his message that brings life. That is the message. And we shouldn't be amazed. Because when we see and have that encounter with the risen Jesus Christ in our lives, then the ordinary becomes extraordinary in our lives. And the extraordinary becomes very plain and ordinary. There are politicians that think they have the answers. They don't have the answers. The answer is Jesus Christ. The ordinary, bread and wine, become the extraordinary body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The ordinary man and the ordinary woman unite in holy matrimony. They become something extraordinary, a sign of the church and Jesus Christ marrying his bride. An ordinary man goes and lays prostrate and has his hands laid on him by the bishop, and he becomes extraordinary. A man with sacramental ordination who then has the authority to lead us in the celebration of Holy Mass. The ordinary becomes extraordinary. At baptism, you are no longer an ordinary Christian. You are an extraordinary Christian. You have that authority. But you must listen to what that authority says as well. Our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, needs our prayers. People are going to reject him. Our own brothers and sisters in our own Catholic faith reject a lot of the things that he says. Let us pray that as we continue to receive our Holy Lord in Holy Communion, and we receive that sacred body and blood, that we open up our hearts to just think that there is a different way of doing things than the way we want to do it, and to allow the Holy Spirit to penetrate our hearts, and the Holy Spirit to lead us to a deeper, more loving, intimate relationship with our God and Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we can do that, then we can have that authority in our lives as parents, as adults, and show people that we're not hypocrites. A father who tells his son to respect women, but he doesn't respect his own wife, is not a good authority. A mother who teaches her daughter to be chaste and is not chaste herself, not a good authority. A Pope who teaches us how to be a loving people of God and lives a life like those medieval popes. And we have a sad history of our popes, some of them. Thankfully, we have a holy Pope Benedict who does live what he teaches. You and I must also, if we're going to be credible authority figures, must live what we teach. And we must teach what our holy Mother Church asks us to teach. May God bless you.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.